to the graveyard shift with Grace. How is everyone today?
Hope everyone is doing well.
Today, we're going to talk about Mineral Springs Mall. I'm sure you've heard of the current shops located there, places like Raining Zen, Mississippi Hippie, and the Soul Asylum, the new Curiosity and Oddities Museum. Well, believe it or not, these stores weren't always here. This wasn't always stores. It wasn't always a storefront. The history is intense, lots of twists and turns, so tune in as we delve deeper into it. The Old Mineral Springs Hotel is located in the heart of Alton's historic downtown, and it's one of the countless buildings in the city rumored to be haunted by ghosts of the past. This hotel is one of the places where secrets of the past tend to linger into the present. No one has stayed in the hotel suites in decades, but it's still a very highly active place. Mineral Springs opened in 1914. Boasting to be the most spectacular in the region, early advertising claims the largest pool in Illinois. Mineral Spring Cures and the largest table in the city of Alton that seats 26 people. Built by August and Herman Luer, successful meatpackers constructed the building originally to be an ice storing plant. In 1909, as the workers began to drill for the well, they hit water with a very strong, pungent smell from a natural spring. It turned out that it ended up having a high sulfur count. The brothers declared the spring to have medical properties and decided to build a health spa on site instead. Construction started in October of 1913, starting with the bottling plant in the lowest subfloor of the basement. The hotel was then built on top of the plant, one floor at a time, to be finished and open the following June. The finished structure was an Italian villa style, covered in beige stucco with a tile roof. The interior contained terrazzo floors, marble staircases, decorated plaster cornices, and art glass throughout it. It was elaborate, luxurious, and an immediate success, especially after the two mineral pools opened on the lower levels. One of the pools was strictly for men, but the other pools opened all guests, and a number of receptions and parties were held there. The large pool became the biggest draw of the hotel, as the water was said to have remarkable cures for all sorts of ailments. Water was pumped into the pool from the spring and became a popular place for swimming lessons, water polo, and those seeking the healing powers of the mineral waters. Due to their ingenuity and savvy advertising, their healing waters were sent all over the country, some being shipped as far away as New Orleans. In July 1914, the hotel was bottling and selling over 100 bottles a day. The consumption increased to 350 gallons weekly, and the hotel boasted the water had curative powers equal to the water in Hot Springs, Arkansas. The mineral water was given high praises for its curative properties for headaches and colds, muscle aches, and even alcoholism. All the attention the hotel was getting, people continued to pour into Alton heavily through its grand opening in September of 1914. It has been said that the swimming pool attracted more than 3,000 people in one season. The hotel enjoyed its heyday through the 1910s and the early 1920s. In 1918, Hollywood actress Marie Dressler spoke at the hotel on behalf of the Liberty Loans Committee. A number of rooms were added in 1925, and an orchestra was hired to play on Sunday afternoons and during dining hours in the evening. August Luer would eventually go on to sell the hotel in 1926, with it continuing to thrive for many years afterwards. It finally began to deteriorate in the 1960s. Tourists and health fanatics would eventually stop coming, and the rooms that were originally rented out overnight started to be rented out to transients for weeks or months at a time. In 1971, the Mineral Springs would close down for good and was condemned because of general deterioration, with leaks in the roof at some points and it caving in completely in others. In 1978, the building was developed as an antique mall featuring shops, offices, and restaurants. Now, once the hotel reopened, people started to tell stories of what had happened around the hotel. These stories weren't about the healing effects of the water, though. They had to do about murder and ghosts. The Mineral Springs Hotel began to be known as a very haunted place. Legends claim that there are several different ghosts who roam around different parts of the hotel. One place in the building is less fact and more fantasy, that is haunted. The old basement swimming pool. While it may be haunted, it doesn't have anything to do with a man who supposedly drowned in the pool during its heyday, like everyone seems to say. According to the story, the man was with his wife at a party in the 1920s, and during an argument with her, he was accidentally knocked into the pool and drowned. Within the years after, he was said to be seen standing next to the side of the pool or in other lower parts of the building. His ghost has been described as angry and brooding, while dressed impeccably in a black tie and with shirt tails. According to the legend, he's waiting there for his wife's spirit to return so he can exact revenge for his death. Wow, that is a great scary story. There's no record of anything of this nature happening down in the basement, and no real encounters of a man who works in the pool area. Now, that isn't to say that ghosts don't linger around the dark corners or hallways of the pool. Apparitions have been seen around the old pool. Disembodied footsteps have been heard more than once. And there also has been record of finding wet footsteps around the pool. Eerily, there has been no water in the pool for decades. The most famous ghost of Mineral Springs is the Jasmine Lady. The accounts say that she has haunted a specific staircase just off the main lobby. Legend has it that she came to the hotel for the healing waters. Supposedly, she became involved romantically with another man there and began an affair with him. One night, while her husband was gone, she brought the man up to her room with disastrous results. Needless to say, her husband arrived unexpectedly and caught them in the act. He was enraged. Through the anger, the woman ran out of the room and down the stairs. The stories vary as to whether the woman tripped down the stairs or she was pushed by her angry spouse. Well, in the end, it didn't matter because she fell and broke her neck and died. Her husband, supposedly so heartbroken, went back to the room and committed suicide himself. Now, once again, history does not bear out the truth of this story. The only slight showing of this was a woman fell to her death in 1925 on the staircase. It was ruled an accident, and there was no evidence of foul play. And her husband certainly did not return to his room and commit suicide. Whatever the cause of the haunting, it does seem very likely that a ghost does linger on and around the staircase. Over the years, staff members and guests have seen an apparition of a woman falling down the stairs while the hotel was still running. Stranger still, they have also caught whiffs of a pungent jasmine scent on and around the staircase. Former owners and tenants of the hotel, including those who have firmly stated they do not believe in ghosts, cannot explain the pungent smell around the stairs. These are only two of the supposed hauntings of the former Mineral Springs Hotel. And it's likely that these ghosts don't walk the halls alone. Hotels are notorious for the ghosts that have been left behind. Imagine just how many people pass through a hotel in a single year, then realize how many guests an old hotel might boast after decades in operation. It's not hard to imagine that there might be a ghost or two around, or perhaps a regular infestation in some instances. The Mineral Springs Hotel seems to be no exception to this rule. Its strange and mysterious location where guests from the past may have checked in, but apparently some may never have checked out. Well, today we talked about Mineral Springs Mall. The many guests who have wandered the hallways and continue to today. I hope you have a good rest of your evening. Come back next week for more Graveyard Shift with Grace.